Hello everybody, it's Tani here. Welcome to this third week already of this Total Body Freedom course. Very exciting. I think people turning up all the time onto the screen that I'm looking at, they're just, you're all arriving. It's beautiful to see. At the moment we've got about 8 or 9 women on the call live, and there's probably about another 20 at home listening to it when they wake up tomorrow. They're all in different countries. I just want to check the sound quality from those of you who are on the phone. I know not all of you have access to keypads and phones. Some of you are calling in through Skype and stuff. But those of you who have a phone handy or need your keypad, if you can hear me clearly, press 1. If it sounds really, really distorted, press 2. And if it does, I'll call back in, get a better connection. Okay, I'm seeing lots of 1s come up, so that's good. So we don't have to worry about that. Excellent. So what I thought might be nice to do today, if you are, sorry, by the way, I just want to say, I think one person has pressed 2, which probably means that it's your line that's a bit distorted, because everyone has their own lines on this. So you may want to call back, Liz. So I'm just saying you press 2. If it's really wobbly, just call back in. You'll probably get a better line the second time. So those of you on the call live, it's always a good idea. So as long as mine is clear, that's good, because then those of you listening can hear the instructions and those on the recording. So I thought what might be nice to do today is to continue with the theme we've been exploring, but go into a new lesson, but just to build on what we've already done in terms of the learning about rolling the pelvis and learnings about the way the pelvis, the lower back, the spine, the upper body and the legs all kind of connect together. So what I want you to do is just start by standing, if you're able to stand somewhere quietly. Just have your arms hanging, have your eyes closed. And just take a moment to sense whatever you notice in standing. How tall or short do you feel? Do you feel balanced or wobbly? Do you feel light or heavy? Slowly shift your weight over to stand more on your left foot and just see what it feels like to stand on that foot. Does it feel stable, unstable? What does it feel like through your ankle, your knee, your hip? And then slowly come back through the middle and stand on your right foot and notice what it feels like to stand on your right foot. Are you stable or unstable? Slowly come back to the middle. And just sensing what your weight is like through your feet. Does it feel like you're standing more on one foot or the other? Are you maybe more towards the balls of your feet or more towards the heels? More towards the inside or outside edge? And then just go for a nice gentle walk around your room if you can move not too far from your computer or phone so you can still hear. And just notice how your two legs are swinging. And particularly notice what you sense through your pelvis. So some of you might sense your pelvis is swinging a lot. Some of you might sense like your pelvis doesn't really move that much. That's okay. Some people, the pelvis doesn't move at all, and that's also okay. Just notice what's the case for you. And then slowly come back to your mat and find your way to lying on the floor. Just lying on the floor on your back. If you're comfortable to have your legs long, have them long. If you're not, it's okay to bend your knees, stand your feet. That's a little bit easier for some people for the lower back. Just notice now what you sense as you lie on the floor. So let's start by looking at the pelvis. Do you feel like your pelvis is lying evenly, or is it tilted a little bit to the left or tilted a little bit to the right? Imagine you had a book sitting on the top of your pelvis. Does it feel like it would sort of slide off to the left, or would it slide off to the right? Another kind of strange way of asking this of mine, Pete Binns used to often use, is imagine that you're lying on the floor under a big chandelier. If that chandelier was going to fall, which way would you roll to get out of the way? Do you feel like your body would want to roll to the left, or do you feel like it would want to roll to the right? How fast do you think it would want to roll, to the left or to the right? It's probably not quite as relaxing a question as the book on the pelvis, but you might get different information from it. Now what I'd like you to do is bend your knees, stand your feet. If you've done the frog legs lesson yet, you'll know a nice easy way to do that. Have your feet standing somewhere comfortably and just see what it's like to very gently roll your pelvis a little bit to the left. So the weight goes a bit more heavily on the left side and the right side gets a little bit lighter. And then slowly come back through the middle and roll your pelvis gently to the right. So the right side gets a bit heavier and the left gets a bit lighter. And just see which direction feels easier for you. So we're going to do this again. To the left, slowly. Slowly back over to the right and just notice what feels, which direction feels easier. Do you do anything with your feet? Do you tend to press your feet or not press your feet? There's lots of different ways to organize this movement. And now notice what happens through your belly button. I want you to imagine, just come back to the middle for a minute, and imagine that there's a torch beam coming out of the middle of your belly button, shining up to the ceiling. As you roll your pelvis to the left, I want you to allow that torch beam to roll, to shine a little bit over to the left. And then as you slowly roll back through the middle, feel how that torch beam shines back through the middle. And then as you roll your pelvis to the right, feel how that torch beam rolls, shines a little bit over to the right. So you're allowing your belly to be part of this movement. And then let it go, have a rest. If you're comfortable to lengthen your legs, lengthen them. Do not keep them bent. So funny, I just heard a strange sound and I couldn't figure it out and I realized it's my little cat who's asleep. I think he's dreaming. He's making funny sounds in his sleep. So funny. Okay, so lying on your back. Now, everybody, I'd like all of you to lengthen your legs, unless it's really painful. If it's really painful, keep your knees bent and just do this in your imagination. But if it's possible for you to have your legs long, have them long. Now, I want you to see if you can find a way to very gently roll your pelvis a little bit to the left and the right like this. So it'll probably be much smaller movement. You probably find the pelvis hardly even moves. It might move a tiniest fraction of a millimeter. Just see, is there any way to just turn your pelvis or roll it a tiny bit to one side and then back through the middle and a tiny bit to the other. Now with the legs long, this is an almost impossible movement. It will be very small. But again, you can have that feeling of the belly button rolling a little bit from one side to the other. That might help you to generate just the tiniest bit of rolling with your legs long. Do you tend to press through your heels or your calves or your hands to help you? And then let it go and just have a rest. You can rest with your legs bent or long. Now while you're resting, just notice how the two heels lie on the floor. The back of the two calves, the space behind your two knees. I like to take a bit of a body scan at the start and at the end of a Feldenkrais lesson because it's a really easy way of showing how our organization of our posture has changed. Notice the back of your two buttocks. Does one buttock feel a bit softer or fleshier or more muscular than the other? Does one buttock feel wider or heavier than the other? And also notice the back of your pelvis. Do you feel like it lies a bit more heavily on the left or a bit more heavily on the right? Or you might find that it feels even. Notice the two sides of your lower back. That little part of you, if you have your legs long, it's probably arched a little bit away from the floor. Does it feel like it's more arched on the left side or more arched on the right side? So if someone was trying to slide their hand under the small of your back, could they slide a bigger hand under the right side or a bigger hand under the left side? Now, your answer might be, I have no idea, and that's totally fine. Some questions will be very clear to you, some won't be. Now, notice the two sides of your upper back. Does it feel like one's heavier or one's lighter, one's wider or narrower? Notice the back of your two shoulders. And then bring your attention to the back of your head, and like we did last week, just do a very small movement, very gently rolling your head, just a small, easy movement, not a stretch, to whatever direction feels easy. And then slowly coming back through the middle, it's very slow and gentle, and slowly rolling to the other side, easily, gently. Just to notice which direction feels easier. And then come back to the middle and have a rest. Now, I'd like you to bend your right leg, stand your right foot. You can use the frog leg movement. Keep your left leg long. Now, we're going to play with some different ways of rolling the pelvis. The first one is just to simply see how could you just roll your pelvis by thinking of rolling the actual bone of the pelvis. So not using your feet or your legs or your arms, just from the middle of you, could you find a way to just roll yourself a tiny bit to the left? So the left side of your pelvis gets heavier and your right buttock might even lift a tiniest bit from the floor. Remember that idea of the soup bowl? As one rim of the soup bowl goes down, the other rim comes up. And then you slowly come back to the middle. And we're just going to explore this direction for a while. So generating the movement from the middle of you, rolling your middle a little bit to the left. Left side of your pelvis gets a bit heavier. The right side gets a bit lighter. And it's a very small movement because you're not pushing through your foot. You're not pushing through your hand or your arm. Just generating it from the actual bone of the pelvis. So it will be very, very small. You can allow your belly button to roll a little bit to the left. Maybe even your chest will roll a little bit to the left. And then slowly coming back to the middle. Doing that a few times to see, is this possible? Now for some people, there will be no movement at all. It will feel impossible. And that's okay. It will change by the end of the lesson. And now pause in this position. Now we're going to play with a different way of rolling the pelvis. It's actually one that we looked at last week. So what I want you to do is just start by tilting your right knee a little bit to the left and a little bit more to the left, and it just keeps tilting over to the left across your body. And once it's gone far enough across your body, then you can start to send that right knee away from you in the direction of your left foot, and that starts to roll your pelvis to the left. And then you bring your knee back towards you and slowly tilt it back up to the ceiling, and that rolls your pelvis back to the middle. So now you're rolling your pelvis, but the thing rolling it is initiating from your knee rather than from the middle of you. So your knee crosses over to the left and then away from you towards your left foot. And as this happens, it has the effect of rolling your pelvis and your left leg a little bit to the left. And then as you bring the knee back to where it started, that has the effect of passively rolling your pelvis back to the middle. So we're just looking at different ways of rolling. We're just exploring this one for a little bit. And make sure you let that right knee sink all the way over to the left before you send it away from you. That will invite something to free up through your right hip joint. And then let that go. Lengthen your right leg as well and have a rest. Alternatively, you can bend both knees and have a rest. Just something symmetrical. And notice as you lie there and rest now, is there any difference between the two legs, the two sides of the pelvis, the two sides of the lower back? Today's lesson is very subtle, but it's actually going to completely rearrange your hips, pelvis, lower back, and spine. And the subtler these lessons are, often the bigger the impact on the body. Using your frog leg movement, bend your right leg and stand your right foot. Keep your left leg long. So you can see how each week I'm kind of choosing lessons that build on what we did before. So those of you, I know many of you are doing these lessons two or three times each week, which I highly recommend. You'll start to find it really pays off as we go through the series. So now we're going to play with a third way of rolling the pelvis. This one's a bit different. This time what I want you to do is very gently and slowly press your right foot into the floor and see if you can use that pressing into the floor movement to roll your pelvis a little bit to the left and then just as slowly unpress your foot and feel how your pelvis rolls back to the middle. Now the constraint in this movement is I want you to keep your right knee pointing up to the ceiling. So don't tilt it over to the left this time. It's a different movement. It's not the tilting to the left movement. Your knee stays pointing to the ceiling and you gently press your right foot into the floor and feel that that rolls your pelvis, your belly button, your left leg a tiny bit to the left. It's a small movement. And then as you slowly unpress your foot, the pelvis finds its way back to the middle. Your left leg comes back to neutral and everything briefly rests. Now just pause for a moment. I'm going to add a little subtlety into this. I want you to imagine that you're driving a car and you're coming up to a red light quite a long distance away and you want to slow down really gradually. So you press, you're just pressing down on the brake really, really, really slowly over a whole long distance so that you end up stopping at the light. And that's the sort of gradualness with which I want you to press your right foot down. So go ahead and gently, slowly, really gradually press your right foot and feel how slowly your pelvis slowly rolls a little bit to the left, your right buttock lifts a little bit, the whole soup bowl tilts over to the left leg, the belly button, even your chest, your right knee stays pointing to the ceiling, and you might feel that this invites something to open up in your right hip. And then you just as slowly take your foot, unpress the brake. So you just gently stop pressing, and everything just as slowly finds its way back to the middle. This is really subtle, and let's do that again. Let's add in the extra detail that as you slowly press your right foot, actually think of sending your right knee forwards and away from you so that the distance between your knee and your face gets a little bit longer. Pressing the right foot, as you roll the pelvis, the soup bowl tilts to the left, your left leg tilts a bit to the left, your right buttock lifts, and just as slowly, letting your buttock find its way back to the floor as you unpress your foot. Then everything lets go and then use the frog leg movement to lengthen your right leg and have a rest. And of course, those of you with a sore lower back, you can always rest with both knees bent. Just notice now, particularly if you have your legs long, does one leg somehow feel a bit longer than the other? Or wider than the other? Or heavier than the other? This lesson we're doing now, which is very, very subtle, is one that I always do if I have a sore lower back or if my sacroiliac is feeling inflamed or something, which can happen often if we sit at the computer for too long or if my hips are feeling tight. It's really nice for that area. But some of you will find as the lesson goes on, it will also free up your chest and shoulders. So now once again, bend your right leg using the frog movement, stand your right foot. Now we're going to play with some variations of pushing the foot into the floor to roll the pelvis to the left. So let's just do that movement once, very gradually, slowly press your right foot into the floor. Send your right knee forwards and away as your pelvis rolls to the left, your belly rolls to the left, your left knee and foot roll to the left, your chest rolls a bit to the left, your right knee stays pointing to the ceiling. Something opens in the front of your right hip, and then just as slowly let your body find its way back to the floor. Now, just pause. We're going to play with which part of the foot we're pressing with. So I want you to do the movement again and just notice where does your foot press into the floor? Does it press in the heels or the toes or the inside edge or the outside edge or the whole foot? Everyone will be doing it very differently. Coming back to the middle again. And now this time, I'd like you to lift the front of your foot so you just press through your heel. So your top of your foot's in the air and your heel's on the floor. And just see, could you press the right heel into the floor and use that to roll your pelvis and belly button a little bit to the left? You might find it's a smaller movement when you're only using your heel. So it's not about pushing. It's not about stretching. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to be accurate. And then let your foot rest. And now this time, see, could you just press through the ball of your foot? The ball of your foot, the toes. So your heel doesn't do anything. It's just the front of your foot. And see what that's like to roll your pelvis. Does that feel easier? Less easy? Everyone will have a different answer. And then rest, completely rest for a moment in this position. Now I want you to press from the outside edge of your foot. So turn your foot a bit so that you're lying more on the outside edge of your foot, the right side of your heel, the right little pinky. So your toes in the air, the left edge of your foot's a bit in the air. And now see, could you press the right side, the outside edge of your foot into the floor to roll your pelvis to the left, roll your left leg to the left, your belly button to the left, and slowly unpress to come back to the middle. And let's do that one a second time. It might feel really weird for some of you. It requires something very different in your right hip joint. And then slowly come back to the middle. Let your pelvis rest. Keep your knee bent. Now this time, I want you to roll your foot a little bit inwards, so most of the weight's on the inside edge of your foot. And now your little pinky toe and the outside edge will be light. So your foot's rolled inwards, and now I want you to press the inside edge of your foot to roll your pelvis to the left. And some of you might find this one feels easier. Some of you might find the other one feels easier. Slowly let your pelvis find its way back to the middle. And then do this one again, pressing through the inside edge of your foot. And slowly coming back to the middle. Take a brief rest in this position. And now pause and just simply press with your whole right foot. Your right knee moves forwards and away from you. Your pelvis rolls to the left. And just notice what that's like. You roll your pelvis to the left by pressing the right foot. And then let everything go and have a rest. Lengthen both your legs or bend both your legs. You may have noticed that when you did that, you pressed through more of your foot, or the weight through your foot felt more distributed. Notice now that you're resting, do you start to sense a difference between the two legs? I'm doing this lesson as I'm teaching it today, and I really feel almost like one of my legs is twice as heavy, or sort of sinking into the floor, like there's an indent in the floor. Some of you might feel something like that, or you might feel something very different. You might feel like one leg is a brighter color, or more coloured in, or more three-dimensional. It might feel stockier, or longer, or lighter, or shorter. Notice the two sides of your pelvis, the two buttocks, and the two sides of your lower back. Now, using the frog leg movement, once again, bend your right leg, stand your right foot. And now let's go back to the other way of rolling the pelvis, which is let the right knee tilt all the way over to the left and then away from you towards your left foot, and let that movement roll your pelvis to the left. Notice how this is feeling now. It might feel a bit different. And slowly bring your knee back to where it started, and that rolls your pelvis back. Let's just do that a few times, nice and slowly. What's different through this movement now, after having explored the pushing through the foot? And we'll do that again. And now come back to the middle, and let's go back to the pushing through the foot version. So your knee this time stays pointing to the ceiling. You just very slowly press your foot into the floor, send your knee forwards and away from you as your pelvis and belly button roll gently to the left. And then slowly come back to the middle. Notice which part of your foot you're pressing with now. And then we'll do that again. And pause. Let your pelvis come back to the middle. And now this time, without doing anything with your knee or foot, just see if you can roll your pelvis simply by moving the middle of yourself, the central part of yourself. Just roll, simply roll your pelvis a bit to the left. You'll still probably find a bit of weight goes into your right foot, but you're not initiating it from your foot. You're initiating it from the bone of the pelvis, from the soup bowl, just tilting to the left and then back to the middle. And then let that go. Lengthen both your legs and have a rest. Now, those of you who are finding it hard to lie with your legs long, you might find now that you can lie with one leg long. If you can have both legs long, lengthen them both, and now see what it's like with your legs long to roll your pelvis a little bit to the left, allowing the belly button to roll to the left. It will be a very small movement. Just do that a couple of times, really gently. Just tiny, tiny, tiny. No one could even see that you're moving. It's very small. And now compare it to rolling your pelvis a little bit to the right, and you might find that that's even heavier. Somehow that just doesn't feel as easy. Now for some of you, if going to the right is your natural easy way, you might find that they both feel similar now. And then leave it, just have a rest, with your legs bent or long. And just notice now how your body's lying on the floor, two sides of your lower back, two sides of your pelvis. Now bend both your knees and stand your feet. And just notice how your two sides of your shoulders are lying on the floor. Bring your right arm up into the ceiling so that your elbow is straight. You can let your wrist be floppy so your fingers hang down, but your elbow is straight. And I want you to think of your arm as kind of being like a pogo stick, one of those sticks that goes up and down that people jump around on. And I want you to imagine that someone takes hold of your wrist and they just lift your wrist towards the ceiling so the whole stick of your arm lifts towards the ceiling, and feel how your right shoulder blade comes a bit away from the floor. And then keeping your arm straight, slowly lower the pogo stick down, and you feel that your shoulder blade touches down to the floor. Your arm is still up in the air with the elbow straight. And again, imagine someone lifts your wrist towards the ceiling, your arm lifts, your shoulder blade peels away from the floor, and then you slowly lower it down, and it finds its way back to the floor, but your arm stays straight, pointing to the ceiling. And now what I want you to do is lift your arm towards the ceiling just a little bit and let it just plop back onto the floor. So your shoulder blade just plops down, bounces down onto the floor. And then you just lift your arm a little bit towards the ceiling and just plop, let it just drop. Your arm stays in the air, but your shoulder blade just plops down onto the floor. Then imagine someone just lifts your wrist a little bit, your arm lifts, and then they just drop it and you just plop. And I want you to just do a small movement of just lifting a little bit and plop, lifting a little bit and plop. It's quite hard because you're really asking all the muscles around your shoulder to just let go. And as you do it, you might find it gets a bit easier to let your arm just plop that tiny little distance down to the floor. And just lift and plop, lift and plop, lift and plop, and then let it go. Lengthen your right arm and have a rest. And you might find that just from doing those couple of minutes of lifting and plopping with your right shoulder blade, that your two arms are lying on the floor a bit differently now. Two sides of your shoulders are lying a bit differently. Two sides of your upper back. So let's play with that again. Bring your right arm up into the air. Have the elbow straight. The wrist can be floppy. And just lift the arm a tiny bit in the air and then let it just plop back. So it's just like the shoulder blade lifts a tiny bit and then just plops down. You might even find it bounces a little bit against the floor. And start to go a bit lighter and faster. So it's like lift, plop, lift, plop, lift, plop, lift, plop, lift, plop. You might even go even faster than that. So it might just be plop, 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 plop. And it's really encouraging all the shoulder muscles to let go. And then have a rest. Let your arm be long. And just notice how your two arms lie on the floor. You can lengthen your legs. Notice how your two shoulders lie on the floor. And now bend your right leg using the frog movement. Stand your right foot. Now what I'd like you to do is very gently, just a small movement, press your right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis to the left, but just a small amount, and then unpress your foot and roll your pelvis back to the middle. But I don't want you to do a big movement. Maybe just do a quarter of your normal range of movement, so it's very small. And the next time you do it, I want you to press your foot to roll your pelvis. You feel your right buttock lift a tiny bit, and then just go plop and let your right buttock plop back down to the floor. So just like you were doing with your shoulder. You press your foot, roll your pelvis a tiny bit, the right hip lifts, and then it just plops down to the floor, and you just continue to play with that. Pressing the right foot, rolling the pelvis, the right buttock lifts, and then you just let go and it just plops down. Some of you might find doing a bigger movement makes it easier to find the plop. Some of you might find doing a smaller movement makes it easier. It's just about inviting all these huge muscles around your hip joint, pelvis, and lower back to let go. For most people, it's easier to do it around the shoulder, which is why I taught you this feeling from your shoulder first. I'm just seeing if you can recreate that feeling of just lifting the right hip and then letting it just plop down. And then just have a brief rest, lengthen your leg, and we'll come back to it in a minute. Often, simply by taking a rest, gives the brain a chance to kind of figure out what it was just being asked to do. And then when we come back to it, often it's easier. Ironically, in the rest of our lives, we're told to push our bodies, not take rest, and keep trying to get work done. What you start to learn through doing Feldenkrais is if you just take some sensible little rest, you can do so much more. You're so much more productive. You learn so much more. So much more effective, and I've really started to apply that in my life. I take lots of little rests and I get so much more done than if I push through and don't rest. So with that in mind, bend your right knee, stand your right foot. Let's come back to this plop movement. So you press your right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis. Just let your right hip lift a little bit and then just let it plop back. Lift and plop. Start to do it a bit faster. Lift and plop and plop and plop and plop. And you might start to find your left leg wobbles a bit. It's like your left leg just becomes wobbly as your right buttock lifts and plops, plop and plop and plop. And it's almost like your whole body turns to jelly. Now, if you're not feeling that, that's okay. It's the first time you've ever done this. When you do the lesson again tomorrow or the next day, you'll probably find it much more easily lets go and plops. And then let that go. Lengthen your right leg. Have a rest. And notice now how the two legs lie on the floor. We've so far done a one-sided lesson. We're going to start to look at the other direction in a minute. Just wanting you to see what the difference is, what you've managed to create on one side compared to the other. Now, some of you may have had a sore right side of your lower back, and this side now may be even, or you may have started even and now feel like the right side of your lower back feels easier or flatter or more comfortable. So just paying attention to the two sides of your lower back. Does one side feel lower or flatter? Pay attention to the two sides of your pelvis, two calves, the back of your heel. And now using the frog leg movement, using the frog leg movement, bend your right leg, stand your right foot. And then bend your left leg, stand your left foot. And with both your legs bent, your feet on the floor, simply see what it's like to roll your pelvis a little bit to the left, with both knees bent, and back through the middle, and a little bit to the right. Just notice if that feels different than it did at the start. And then leave it, lengthen your right leg so your left leg is bent, your right leg is long. We're going to explore some of the same things we did on the other side, but I want you to see if you can keep a really open mind. Usually the two sides of the lower back are very differently organized. Usually one hip is much more engaged than the other. So try and have no preconceived ideas about what this side is going to be like. Often in life we project things onto people and even project things onto our own body. So just be open to whatever emerges on this side. So let's start by I want you to roll your pelvis to the right and just know you choose to do it. What feels right to you? It might be a combination of lots of things. It might be a bit of pushing through the foot or tilting the knee or just rolling from the center of yourself. Just notice what you choose to do. And then leave that, and let's just try a few different ways. But the first way I want us to try is simply thinking of rolling the soup ball, rolling your pelvis without doing anything particular with the foot or the knee. So just thinking of rolling the middle of you to the right a little bit, belly button rolls a bit to the right, just a small movement, and then the middle of you rolls back to the middle. And notice, what does this feel like on this side compared to the other side? Does it feel more possible or less possible? Just doing that a few times, nice and gently. What happens through your chest? Because we're now doing this on the second side, we're going to add a little bit more information on the second side. And one of the things I want you to start to notice is what happens through your chest. Does the weight shift at all across your chest, across your upper back? And then pause. Now we're going to try it the second way, which is to tilt your left knee across your body to the right. Let it tilt as far as it goes to the right, and then send your left knee in the direction of your right foot. And use this movement to roll your pelvis, your right leg, your belly button, everything a little bit to the right. And then slowly bring your knee back through that arc until it's pointing to the ceiling, and that brings your pelvis back to the middle. Let's just do that again, sending the knee over to the right so it crosses all the way over your body and then away from you a bit. Feel the trajectory at which it rolls your pelvis. It's a slightly different trajectory than what you were just doing a moment ago when you weren't using the knee. So feel the way it rolls your pelvis, a slightly different pathway. You might feel a slightly different rolling across your chest, your back. It's actually inviting very different organization through the spine, the hips. Just see if you can discover where it feels different. How does it feel different? Fantastic. And now leave that. Bend your legs, stand your foot. Actually, sorry, I'm going to get you to take a rest. Just lengthen your left leg. Just notice, just from doing a few movements on the second side, what feels different, if anything. Notice the back of the two buttocks. Notice the length of your two legs. Notice the space behind your lower back. Have you managed to change anything just from doing a couple of movements? So now, bend your left leg again. Use a frog legs movement. Stand your left foot. Adjusting my headset. It's sort of falling off my head, so sorry about that noise. Have your right leg long. And now let's play with the third way of rolling the pelvis, which is to very slowly, imagine you're in your car, slowly pressing a brake pedal, start to slowly press that left foot into the floor, sending your left knee forwards. The knee doesn't tilt to the right, it stays in the middle, it just moves forwards. And feel how that can roll your pelvis a little bit to the right. Pelvis, the right leg, the belly button, the chest. And then slowly unpress your foot and feel the pathway through which you roll back to the middle. Now, how does this third version differ from the other two? What is the pathway that your pelvis takes? As you press your left foot, send your left knee forwards and away. Something has to open up in that left hip because your pelvis is rolling relative to your left leg now. It's not rolling with your left leg. It's like leaving your left leg where it is and it's going off on its own adventure over to the right. Whereas the other way, where you took your knee over to the right, the left leg was going with your pelvis. So this is a higher level of difficulty. It's a higher level of differentiation. It's asking you to roll your pelvis relative to your left leg. So it requires some different things to let go around the left hip joint. And now pause and let's play with pressing through different parts of the left foot. So let's start with pressing through the ball of your foot towards the toes. So you're not pressing through the heel. You might even lift your heel into the air and just press through the front part of your foot to roll your pelvis to the right. belly button to the right. Your chest even can roll a bit to the right. And then slowly come back to the middle. Let your foot rest. And now lift the front of your foot. So you're just pressing into the heel. So press the heel into the floor. And how is that different? To use your heel to roll your pelvis. Now, some people naturally only use the heel. So for some of you, this might be really familiar. Some of you only use the ball, and so this might feel really weird. Let's just do this one again, pressing through the heel to roll your pelvis to the right, just a small movement, slowly coming back to the middle, and let your foot rest. And now let's practice play with pressing through the outside edge, the left edge of your foot. So just roll your foot a bit to the left, press through the outside edge, the left edge of your foot, to roll your pelvis to the right. Now this is pretty challenging. This really requires your pelvis to separate from your left hip, to roll around your left hip. So you may find this one harder. Let's do that again. Roll your foot to the left, press through the outside edge of your foot, the left edge of your foot, to roll your pelvis and your right leg a little bit to the right. And then come back to the middle. Let your foot roll inwards now, like someone who sort of needs orthotics, you know. Someone flat-footed, a bit like I was before I'd Feldenkrais. I always needed orthotics. I was very flat-footed. My feet really rolled in. They don't anymore, which is very exciting. So roll your foot inwards a little bit. And now I want you to press through the inside edge of your foot to roll your pelvis to the right, roll your right leg to the right. Everything rolls a bit to the right. And you slowly unpress your left foot. Right foot. And let's do that one again. Pressing the inside edge of your foot. Some of you might find this is a bit easier. And then come back to the middle. And just let your foot be somewhere neutral in the middle. And press through your whole foot now to roll your pelvis, your belly button, your chest, everything to the right. And then let that go. Lengthen your left leg. And lie if you're comfortable with your two legs long. And just notice now, after having done a bit more on the second side, what do you notice? What's different? Notice how the weight spread across your pelvis, across your legs. Now this is a very, very subtle lesson we're doing today. It's very small movements. Moshe Feldenkrais invented over 1,000 different lessons. Some of them are extremely strenuous. Some of them are like headstands and somersaults and kickboxing and walking around like a crab on all fours and all sorts of craziness. Some of them are so subtle that all you do is move your eyes or your fingers for an hour. So I like to do these very subtle lessons in the beginning, especially because we have some people with pain doing this course. And in the subtle lessons, you can really, really learn to listen to your body. Down the track, when you're better at moving gently and listening to yourself and taking rest, then I start to do some more strenuous lessons because I know that you'll know how to do them gently and take care of yourselves. So that's why I always like to start with really subtle lessons like this. So slowly use a frog leg movement to bend your leg, stand your foot. And actually, while your foot's standing, just let it rest there. Keep your right leg long. Bring your left arm up into the air with the elbow straight, like a pogo stick, sticking up into the air. If you don't know what a pogo stick is, don't worry. It's something from like the 1940s. It's just like a little stick they used to bounce around on. Let your wrist hang, flop down, so you're sort of very limp-wristed person right now. But your elbow is straight and your arm is pointing up to the ceiling. Now imagine someone lifted your wrist so that your shoulder blade lifts a little bit into the air, and then slowly lower it down and feel your shoulder blade touch back down again. So we're going to do the plopping movement in a minute, but let's just do this really slowly first. The left wrist lifts a little bit, and then the left shoulder blade slowly comes back down. Now this time I want you to lift the shoulder blade a little bit less and just let it drop down to the floor. So it just lifts, it clears a little bit, clears the air, and then it just plops down. Just lift and plop, lift and plop, lift and plop. And just see what that's like on this side. this shoulder may be more engaged or a little bit tighter than the other one. It might be easier, it might be less easy to do. Then let your arm just rest by your side for a minute. And then let's do that again. Bring the arm up towards the ceiling with the wrist nice and soft and floppy. Just lift the shoulder blade, plop it down, lift and plop, and start to do it light and fast. So it's just like plop, plop, plop. It will hardly even lift. It will be much smaller and lighter and faster. So it's just a very subtle thing. Plop, 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 plop. You can imagine someone just gently lifting your wrist and plopping it down. And then let that go. Have a rest in your arm. Just notice, incidentally, how your shoulder now lies on the floor, your left shoulder. But the main reason we're doing this is to start to teach your brain how it can disengage the hip and pelvis. So what I want you to do is very gently press your left foot into the floor to roll your pelvis just slowly to the right. And without doing the plopping yet, just slowly let your pelvis find its way back to the middle, feel the pathway that it comes back on. Now the next time I want you to do a smaller movement of lifting your pelvis and just press your foot, lift your pelvis a little bit and let it just plop back down. So you lift it through pressing your foot, but it just plops back through gravity. Press to lift and plop through gravity. Press to lift, let go and plop. Press, plop. Press, plop. Press, plop. And start to do it smaller and lighter and faster. Press, plop, and plop. Flop and flop. And you might even find your right leg flops around a little bit like a jelly pudding. Belly might flop around a bit. Very subtle. Now, if you're finding this all feel very stiff and difficult to do, don't worry, you are not alone. Let it go, lengthen your leg and have a rest. The first time I did this lesson, I could not even get my hips to plop. I couldn't even get my shoulder to do it. My whole body was so tensed, and that's totally normal. There'll be plenty of people doing this lesson. You'll find one hip or the other struggles to disengage, or maybe both of them. I guarantee if you do this lesson again in 2 or 3 days, your brain will have had a chance to integrate a lot of the learning. You'll do it again and you'll find that you'll suddenly go, oh, that's what she meant by plop. I thought I was doing plop, but now I'm really doing plop. And then if you do the lesson again a couple of days later, you'll find it even easier, even more able to let go. So let's just see after having a few seconds rest what's happened. Bend your knee, stand your foot, the left leg, and just gently press your left foot and just let your hip lift and then plop. Press your foot, let your hip lift and let it plop. You might even find after taking a small rest, it's gotten a little bit easier. And then let that go. Lengthen your leg and have a rest. Just notice now how the two legs are lying on the floor. The two sides of your pelvis. Notice the two sides of your lower back. Do they feel like they're more arched or they're flatter? You might even find that one leg is longer or shorter now than it was. Now keeping your legs long, see what it's like now to roll your pelvis gently a little bit to the right, feel your belly button roll to the right, and slowly come back through the middle and feel yourself roll your pelvis a bit to the left. Feel your belly button, even your chest can start to roll. You start to go side to side and just see what's possible now. Is one side a bit easier than it was at the start? Is one side less easy? Is there even a hint of possibility here? With the legs long, there won't be much movement. It's just subtle. And then leave it, bend your legs, stand your feet. If you feel in doing any of these movements, always just do them even smaller or just do them in your imagination. But now see with your knees bent what it's like to gently roll your pelvis a little bit to the left and slowly back through the middle and a little bit to the right. And a little bit to the left. And a little bit to the right. And then pause in the middle. Now, what I want you to do is roll your pelvis to the left, but what I want you to do is imagine that that torch beam that used to be on your belly button is now in the middle of your chest. So roll your pelvis to the left and you can press your right foot a little bit to help you. And can you imagine that that torch beam in your chest rolls a little bit, shines over to the left, and so more weight comes onto your left shoulder, and your right shoulder gets a bit lighter. And then slowly unpress your foot, roll back to the middle. And let's do that again. Press the right foot gently into the floor to roll your pelvis to the left, your belly to the left, your chest to the left. Everything goes a bit to the left. So you get a bit heavier on the left shoulder. Your head might roll a bit to the left. And then come back through the middle. And let's play with this to the right. Gently press your left foot into the floor to roll your pelvis to the right, your belly to the right. And allow your chest to roll a little bit to the right. So your left shoulder gets a bit lighter, your right shoulder gets a bit heavier. If that's possible for you. If it doesn't feel possible, that's okay. Come back to the middle and let's do that again. Press the left foot into the floor. Your pelvis rolls to the right, your belly rolls to the right, your chest rolls to the right. You get a bit heavier on the right side of your chest. And then come back through the middle and just have a rest in the middle. Now, what I want you to do is take your right arm up into the air, your elbow nice and straight and your wrist floppy, and now this time actually let your arm hang down a bit to the left, as if there was someone standing to the left of you and your wrist is now pointing to that person's navel or belly button. So instead of your wrist pointing straight up to the ceiling, your wrist is pointing over to the left, somewhere over to the left, as if you were shining a torch from your wrist up to your friend's stomach. So your arm is basically crossed over you now, but your elbow is straight. And what I want you to do is I want you to imagine that your friend is gently pulls your wrist a little bit towards them, and this rolls your chest a bit to the left, lengthens your arm, your head rolls to the left, and your whole chest just gets rolled a little bit to the left. It's very small. As this person pulls your right wrist towards them, you'll feel your right shoulder blade lift away from the floor, and then they slowly return you to neutral. Your shoulder blade finds the floor. Your chest comes back to the middle. Let's do that again. Imagine they gently pull your wrist away from you, lengthens your arm, your right shoulder blade lifts, and your whole chest and shoulders roll a little bit to the left. And to make this easier, you could actually press your right foot into the floor. So press your right foot into the floor as your wrist gets lengthened and you're just rolling a bit onto your left shoulder. And then you unpress your foot. Everything finds its way back to the middle. Then let your arm have a rest. I'm just going to add the chest a little bit into this movement of the pelvis, just very subtly. Bring your left arm up towards the ceiling, the elbow straight, the wrist floppy. Hang your arm down a bit to the right so it's not pointing straight up to the ceiling. It's now pointing diagonally to the right. As if you had a friend standing next to you on the right. And imagine they reach down and just grab your left wrist and they just pull it a little bit away from you. And use that movement to let your arm get a bit longer. You can help by pressing your left foot into the floor so that they can pull your left wrist even more. And you feel yourself roll a bit onto your right shoulder. It's very subtle. And then they just gently let everything come back to the middle. Your shoulder finds its way back. The pelvis finds its way back. And again, let them pull your arm gently to lengthen your arm. You press your left foot, your pelvis, your torso, everything rolls a bit to the right. And then let that go. Have a rest. Lengthen your two legs, lengthen your arms, and have a rest. So just adding a little bit of the chest into the movement. Now bend your right leg, stand your right foot, and let's just go back to this idea of just simply pressing the right foot into the floor to roll your pelvis. Feel how now it's not just your pelvis that rolls, it's also your belly button, your chest. You might find you lie a little bit more on the left side of your chest, the left shoulder. Everything is rolling to the left except for that right leg which stays pointing to the ceiling. And then slowly let everything unroll and come back to the middle. Let's do that again. You might find it's easier now. And then slowly lengthen your right leg and bend your left leg up like a frog. Stand your left foot. And let's explore the same thing on the other side. So just gently press your left foot into the floor. Feel your pelvis roll to the right, your right leg roll to the right, your belly button roll to the right, your chest roll to the right, maybe even your head rolls to the right. It's like all your weight comes more onto the right side of your body, but your left leg is pointing up to the ceiling, and then you slowly let everything find its way back. You might notice that it's getting a bit easier now to roll your pelvis, now that you're including your chest. So let's just do a little comparison. Pause the next time you're in the middle, and now don't let your chest move. Keep your chest in the middle, and see what it's like to press your left foot and try and roll your pelvis. Now this might feel familiar to some people. Now it doesn't go very far, and then let that go, and then one last time, press through your foot, letting your chest roll, letting your pelvis roll, letting everything help you. And you'll feel how much easier that is. And then let it go. Lengthen your legs. Have a rest. And for the last time today, let's just see now what it's like with your legs long to just gently roll your pelvis a tiny bit to the left, a tiny bit to the right. Of course, it's a very tiny movement because the legs are long, but you just might find there's a little bit more connection through into the chest now, the belly, and then let that go. And just noticing now how your legs are lying. Some of you might feel that your legs feel heavier or longer or wider or more solid or more three-dimensional. Lots of possibilities. Notice how your buttocks are lying on the floor, your calves. Notice the space behind your lower back. You might find it's flattened out now a little bit. Notice your pelvis. Does it feel like it's tilted a bit more to the left or the right? At the start of the lesson, I asked you to imagine a big book sitting flat on your pelvis. Do you feel like that book would slide off to the left or to the right? Now, I also asked you to imagine you were lying underneath a chandelier. If that chandelier was going to fall, do you think you'd roll to the left or to the right? Or do you think you could go either way now? And then let that go and find a nice way to roll to your side. Slowly bring yourself up to sitting. Slowly coming up to sitting. Slowly come up to standing. And just see what it's like to stand without any expectations. You've done a lot of stuff to completely reorganize your body. Let your arms just hang. Let your eyes be closed. If you need to open them for balance, that's all right. Just notice now, where is your weight in your feet? Does it feel like it's more spread out across your feet, or does it feel like it's further back in your heels, or more forward than your toes, or on the inside or outside edges? Notice the length of your legs. Do they feel taller or stronger, shorter, heavier, lighter? Many possibilities. Notice the length of your whole body. Does it feel different? Many, many possibilities. And shift your weight slowly onto your left foot just to feel what that feels like now. Slowly shift your weight onto your right foot. Maybe they feel different. Mine definitely feel much stronger and more connected. Everyone's will feel different. Now what I want you to do is go for a slow walk just around your space and notice what feels different as you walk. We've done an awful lot of pushing through the feet. Some of you might find your walk feels very different now as you press off the floor. You might find your strides are much bigger. Might be bigger. You might just find that there's more power or purpose in your walk. Some of you might find the exact opposite. You might feel slinkier, more relaxed. Also notice how your pelvis is moving now as you walk. Really, this lesson was about helping the pelvis and hips to start to figure out how to interact with each other around the spine. So you might find as you're walking now, you're doing a bit more of a swingy movement, might be a bit more feminine or flowing, or you might feel like your pelvis is moving less. It will be very different for each person, but for most people there will be a difference if you've been doing this lesson with paying attention and very subtly and gently. So beautiful. So coming back to your phone or your computer, there's a few people still left on the call. I'm just going to see those of you who are on the call, just press 1. If you noticed a difference in your walk, just curious to see. And if you don't have a keyboard or handy, don't worry. But those of you who have a phone or a keyboard, I'm seeing some ones go up. Interesting. Okay, I'm going to take those hands down. I'm going to ask, did you feel A difference in how you lay on the floor, in your contact with the floor, if you did press one. And we'll see if anyone felt a bit. Oh, yeah, seeing lots of hands go up for that as well. Excellent. Take those, everyone's hands, pretty much. Interesting. So that's a really powerful lesson. If you feel different lying on the floor, which everyone on this call did, that means that your posture has changed. Because the question of what do you sense against the floor is just a simple way of noticing how is your body organized in that moment. Then we'll come back at the end. Even if the movements don't feel easier, even if your pelvis doesn't roll further, you may find that your whole posture has changed anyway. Because it's not about the size of the movements, it's about the coordination and the instructions that your brain is sending. And that's why when you walk, you suddenly feel you're in a different body, because your brain has totally learned how to reorganize your hips, pelvis and spine. And this lesson really beautifully builds on what we've done the last 2 weeks. So I really encourage you to do it at least once more before next week, maybe even twice. And I'm just going to quickly finish by saying I've had a question from someone about when you do the lesson a second or third time, do you need to do the whole lesson? What I say to you is if you have time, at least do it once more fully. Down the track, once you know the lessons, you can just play with them. You can do a bit of this, a bit of that. Oh, I feel like rolling just the left side of my pelvis today. Or, oh, I feel like just doing that bit where we did the frog, because that really helped me. And you just start to listen to your own body, and it will know what it wants to do. I get up most mornings, I do a bit of this, a bit of that, roll around, sort everything out, and by the end of it, I feel beautiful. It only takes 5 minutes. But when you're first learning Feldenkrais, I really encourage you to do the full lessons a few times, because they will have a much bigger effect neurologically and rewiring all of your patterns. And down the track, you can play with bits and pieces. So beautiful. Well done. It's just past 1 o'clock here in Melbourne, a lovely sunny afternoon. I'm going to go for a lovely walk with my nice new body. If those of you who have time now, I'd recommend going for a nice gentle walk, not a fat-burning walk or a muscle-building walk. Just a slinky stroll to feel what's different in your body. So it's not about fitness, it's about sensing yourself, sensuality, noticing what's different. You do your fitness walk tomorrow. But just enjoy it. Enjoy this new body. And I've no idea what we're going to do next week, but it'll probably build yet again, go even further in what we've been doing, maybe start to add the upper body in a little bit more. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Going to see you all next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week. Okay, bye.